The more Tosfos says on Kufim Zayin Beis, the Ramaska Mocher Star Chavor L'Chaveiro Chazul Machol Machol Kulei. The Rav Sarfat Shliv spoke about last week in Chilas Staris. So Tosfos has in the name V'Omer Rebbe. He says V'Omer Rebbe the Shemek Tana Haisa Lo Yecholim Az Likvos V'Menu Klum Mikomakom Chilasa Mechila Kevin She Yigia L'Peutos Kinamar Ben Azokin. Getting definite test of Matanasa Matana. So, Tosfos establishes here that we're dealing with a katana. Then a little bit later, Tosfos says, Voimer Re, Kevin Shayela Hefsid Ledover Shari, Vikam Shalayim Hefsidin Klau, Vidover Shemachseris Lehem Mashanasnuba. So, if you hold that the Re is assuming like the Rebbe before, that it was a Ketana, so it's possible that it's that he doesn't hold like the Rebbe before. Maybe we're talking about a Gedolah of the Re, but if you assume that the Re is talking about a Ketana, so Tosfos is saying that Lamaisa, she will have to pay back damages. What happened when she was a Ketana, when she's a Gedola. And the Chasam Sofer reads the Tosfos like that. You could say that, like I said, she's talking about a Gedola. It doesn't agree with the Rebbe, but the Chasam Sofer writes, Dirmas Kamokul Mashanasu Bamashan is really big Tanish Mishalemis Lashi Skadal Mashkosov Turizav Simon Shinmem Gimel. So Chasam Sofer learns Tosfos like that. And this is, according to the Rebbe Akiva Eiger and the Tshuvas, is a shitas yichida that a katan has to pay if they're mazik when they're a katan. What happened when you become a gedola? So I'm just pointing out that Tosfos, according to the Chasam Sofer, Tosfos is saying beferish that katana has to pay when they're mazik. Not when they're a Ketana, but when they become a Gedola. And there is a Rashi in Baba Kama on Daf Sadi Chesim and Beis that says on the case of Sorv Shtar Shachavero, Rashi says, Dir Maska Achve Rafram L'Rav Ashi She Sorv Shtar Chavero B'Yalduso. Rashi Dafka says B'Yalduso, that a cotton has to, Mazik has to pay when you become a Gedola. This is famous as a Gos Ashri on Peizanim off of Baba Kama, but what we're pointing out, it's a Rashi and it's a Tosfos by us, if you learn like the Chasam Sofer. And the Rosh in Baba Kama says Beferish that a cotton is potter. So this is an interesting concept that I just want to just briefly speak about, that a cotton's Maisa has a validity in Halacha, and he has to pay back when you become a Gadol. If you learn like this. So Rabbi Kivega writes a Shita Shichada, we don't paskin like that. The Mechaber in Choshen Mishput says, Beferish a cotton is potter in Simin Tovchof Sifches. He says, Beferish a cotton does not have to pay for damage that he or she caused when they were Ketana, when they become Gedolim. But nonetheless, you have Rashi and Tosfos and Nagos Ashri. So we also find that the Ramah writes in Simon Shin Mem Gimel in Sif Alf and Arachayim that when a cotton is Machal Shabbos, he writes Tov Lasos Tshuva when he becomes a Gadol. So you see from the Ramah also a little bit, maybe, that a cotton's a Maisa Veira is considered to be a Chalois. And we find that Poshub Shad of Zalm Nechemiah, Zechet Zadek Vikodesh L'Rocha, point out the Gemara says in Sanhedrin and Daphnun Tes that a cotton that is involved in bestiality, you kill the behemoth. Obviously, you don't kill the cod because he's a cod, but you see that it's a maisa avera. Mishkas Yankov, there's a whole tshuva that there's a Gemara Fakert and Yevamis. I don't want to get so involved in it, but the maisa has a marker, that's Rav Zalm Nechemiah. That's how I always quoted that Gemara in Sanhedrin, that it's a maisa avera. And you see Beferish in the Rambam like that, in Hilchos Yisuri Bia, in Pirik Gimel Halachi Yitzayin, the Rambam writes a 9-year-old boy that's bowl a Shifa Harufa, she's Loka and he brings a Korban. And he brings a korban when he becomes a gadol. So the Ravid says, which is crazy, the Ravid says, Kasa writes, that Shibu Shalom Atsinu Katan Bar Onshin, the korban Zemina Onshin, he. The Kamo came to Tur, the Hamaksha Adari, Hachi Isa Bekrisis. Ravid says, a katan is a nothing. There's no Maisa Veira. So again, if you put together the Rambam with this Rashi and Baba Kama, the Gosha Shri, in our taste, if you learn like the Chassam Sofer, and that Ramah and Simon Shin Mem Gimel, there could very well be the Maisa of a katan has validity, and you would have to pay a halacha la Maisa when you become a gadol. Just to mention, in the area of mitzvahs, since we're in Sfiris Omer, you know, the Minchas Chinuch in Shin Vav has a suffix, Shin Vav Os Vav, if a katan becomes a gadol during Sfira, when he becomes a gadol, do you count with a bracha? So the Rav thought it was no, the suffix not a suffix, because the Rav has a Sol Shtikl Torah. When it comes to Sfiris Omer, there's two dinim. There's a din of a kiyum, a mitzvah, where you only get that mitzvah when you count at night. And then if you forget to count at night, you accomplish by counting in the daytime a fulfillment of the Maisa Sfira. The Rav held that there's 49 distinct mitzvahs, and the Torah is mekasher them together. You have to create a linkage between Pesach and Shavuos. But each day is a distinct mitzvah. And what you accomplish in the daytime count without a bracha is the Maisa Sfira. You have that Ratzifus. But there's no Kiyama mitzvah. You get no points in Shemayim. That's how it was Masber the Bahag. That if you count at night, you get a Kiyama mitzvah. It's a bracha. If you count in the daytime, there is no bracha because it's a Maisa Sfira. And if that's the case, that's how it was Masber the Bahag against the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says the Bahag is based on a Sveik Sveika. Is the mitzvah counting at night or even in the daytime? And even if it's only at night, maybe each halachic day is a distinct day, and therefore the Rav thought that that Hezbrah Mishnah Berurah was Shvira, because the Bahag never says Beferish, it's based on a Sveik Sveika. Usually they have a Sveik Sveika. You have, you know, Rav Moshe Zatzal, Rav Avadia Zatzal, they pass like one sheet on one issue, another sheet on another issue, but that one sheet is based on a Sveik Sveika. Without that sheet to saying that, the Rav thought it was very Shvira, and the Rav thought that was the beer in the Bahag. That's how it was Masbir. Shitas Rashi in the Machzor Vitri, Rashi says that in his town they used to count Meirav after Plag, and they used to count without a bracha. And he would remind everyone to count later with a bracha. So the Rashba asked, Mimonafshach, if you hold after Meirav after Plag is nighttime, count with a bracha. If you don't, then what are you accomplishing? So the Rav thought, the Frem for Rashi, that same vort, the Maisa Sfira for the Bahag, which is in the daytime, for Rashi is a Maisa Sfira after Plag. We know after Plag is connected with the next day in Hilchos Shabbos. You can't accomplish Shabbos before Plag. So you see that window of time is connected to the next day. So the Rav said that's the Vort, the Maisa Sfira for Rashi. If you forgot the night and missed the whole next day, you could still count with the Bracha because you had the Ratzifus. You had the Maisa Sfira. So the Rav thought if you become a Bar Mitzvah in the middle of Sfira, what's the Minchas Chinuch of Safek, whether you become a God or you count with the Bracha? The kid's counting for the first 29 days. The kid's counting for the first 20 is a Maisa Sfira. So for sure let him count Vaitu with the bracha. So the Makaris we quoted is a Maisa for a cotton legabi Aveiris. I just wanted to quote that you see that even a Maisa for a cotton regards to mitzvahs, since we're holding a Sfira Somer anyway, would also chap a nafkemina halacha la Maisa. It could be by an Onain. The Shari Tshuva, the Bir Hetev talk about an Onain. Maybe if an Onain would count, if he's an Onain the whole night and day, if he would count, maybe without a bracha, you could continue Ratzifus after the Kfura, maybe you could count with a bracha. Whereas a goy, if converted, a Maisa Sfira of a goy is a nothing. There, he would only be able to count without a bracha. But that's the mahalach I wanted to point out. If you learn like the Chassam Sofer, it's Pshat and Taisus. Now, Taisus earlier, when he quoted the Rebbe, said that... Okay. I understand, but I'm just saying, on that side, Lamaisa, on that side, if you learn that the Re was learning like the Rebbe, then that would come out that Mahalach. But what I'm suggesting earlier, though, when Rebbe said that, he says the Mechila is a Mechila. So what's shot behind that? So that also is an interesting line, because the Machane Ephraim has a Sofek. He points out it's a Machlekes Taisin the Ritva, Taisin Kedushin and Tetzayin against the Ritva. Toysa Kedusha and Daf Yates against the Ritva and Tet Zayin. Is Mechila good by a cotton to be mochel to a cotton, and for a cotton to be mochel alone? So he says it depends upon how you learn what the Geter Adin, what the mechanics of Mechila are. Is Mechila Siluk or is Mechila Hakna? If Mechila is a Siluk, then it should work by a cotton. But if it's a Hakna, then Nehechetesi that it should work. Now he says it's like Peutos, and we know by Peutos the Rabbanan made a Takana of the Kinyanim, but it wasn't Beferish that they allowed the Mechila. So maybe one could suggest, Lamaisa, that line, Lamaisa is assuming that Mechila Lamaisa would work by a cotton if it works by Siluk. If you want to say Akna, the only way it would work is you have to say it's Peutos, and that's assuming that the Takana Peutos includes even Mechila. Okay, so that's the first Mahalach I wanted to mention, but the Ikar I wanted to get to was Odisa. On Daf Kuf Mem Tes. The Gemara has this story, Yibayilu Gemara, Zeshayel Shchivmira Shahodu Mao. What's the din by a Shchivmira that's Moda? What's the din? So Gemara quotes the whole story by Isser Yura. And Gemara goes through the different Kinyanim of how it's able going to be accomplished. They'll be able to transfer the money. And at the end of the sugya, the Gemara says, "Maskev Rav Ika Breder of Ami, Amai Velodi Isser the Halin Zuzi the Rav Mari Ninu Lakninu Ba Odisa Adahachi Nafik Odisa Be Isser Ikbit Rava of Amar Kamagamri Tanasa Linchi Masavili." So it works, and Rava was upset about it. Pashup Shah, why would Rava be upset about it? Because the Miri learns that he wanted to be able to get the benefit of doing a great schus of giving it over. So he wasn't going to keep the money, but Lamaisa, he was upset, Lamaisa, he wanted to get the schus. So when we talk about this Kenyan of Odisha, I heard also from Rav Zalman Lechemia Zatzal that the concept of Odisa can be understood in one of two ways, but he pointed out a Marshal in Gittin on Daf Yugimel, where the Marshal writes a tremendous Chiddush. In other words, basically Odisa is a lie. You're basically lying. I'm saying to Aaron that this blue tie is his. It's not his, it's mine. But I'm conferring it to him by lying. That's what the Marshal writes. And the Marshal's being masber over there. Why is it that Odisa was needed? Why isn't Maimit Shloshtan? Why is Maimit Shloshtan needed to be? Why was there a Takana of Maimit Shloshtan? Just do Odisa. So the Marshal writes because the Chachamim weren't comfortable so much with Odisa because it is a lie. And therefore, you know, we don't like liars, and therefore it's more than Mesek Shikra. And therefore, Lamaisa, there was a need to have Maimit Shloshtan. That's how the Marshal, Lamaisa, says Pshat, Lamaisa, in the concept of what Kinyan Odisa really is all about. Okay? And we'll get back to it, but what this means for us is that if that is considered to be a lie, we could break down that Odisa is either really a Kenyan or it's really Hodas Baldin Kemeinim Domi. And if you take either approach, what's the Makor? So if you start with it being a Hodah, it's not really a Kenyan. It's a Hodah. It's an admission. But the admission is that Lamaisa, there was some type of sale that I gave the tie over to Aaron. So if you want to investigate what the Makor of Hodas Baldin is, so there Rashi says in Kedushin on Samachemid Beis that Kihu says the Makor for Hodas Baldin Kemeidim Dami. The Ksos and Simon Lamadal says Rashi lit up the eyes of the world, and therefore, if you hold that Odisa is a Hodah, then you have the Makor from Kihu Zeh. But if you hold that Odisa is a Kenyan, is that Kinyan Derabbanan or Kinyan Deraisa? That's a machlokes in the Rishonim. The Tos HaRosh says that it's a Takanas Chachamim, like Mashicha and like Mesira. And the Ad Ramah writes Beferish that it's considered to be a Hodah. It's not a Kinyan. And we'll see that there will be Rishonim, God willing, that will hold that the Kinyan Odisa is a Kinyan Deraisa. So you have three different shitas. Either it's a hodah or it's a kinin. Is that kinin the rabban or kinin the uraisa? We have all three shitas. What the nature of hodah of odisa really is, and some nafkaminis that we'll start with that show that what's the difference when it comes to odisa. So if you hold that kinin odisa is a kinin, so you would say that the kinin would work only mikan lahavo, from the time you actually what say it. It would not work lamafreya. But if you hold it was odas baldin, then I'm being moted that there was a transaction many days ago or weeks ago, and then it would work lamafreya. That's one nafkamina. Another nafkamina would be, would kinin odisa work in the realm of isurim? The Mutzel Me'eshin Simon Yud has a suffek lagabi luluv. If I convey my luluv to Aaron on the first day of Sukkot and I say, Aaron, this is your luluv, would that be good to be yotzei lekachtem lachem? So lamaisa, it would depend. If you hold lamaisa that it's considered to be a kinyan, then why shouldn't it work in the realm of Yisurim? It works not only in Mamonis Yisurim, but if you say that it's considered to be a hodah, Poshup Shad Hodah, we would find only in the realm of Mamonis and not Yisurim. Unless you say Shavya Nafshe maybe is connected with Hodah's Badin, but let's assume not that way. So this is a machloikis, the Bach and the Xos against the Taz in Hilchos Ribis is a Odisa work in the realm of Isurim. And Echaps a big nafkamina Mechiris Chametz. The Xos says it would work in Mechiris Chametz if I don't have Chametz by me, but I need to get rid of it and sell it to the Goy, would it work through Odisa? So the Xos says it would, and the Makor Chaim, the Nesiva says Beferish, that it would not work because the Nesiva is held that Odisa is not based on a kinyan. It's not a kinyan. It's rather only hodah. A third nafkamina would be
Odisa for mechira. I mean, if it's an Odisa, then you're saying it belongs to the person, and the person should not have to pay you for it.
Yeah, but it's through the realm of a hodah. So if it's through the realm of hodah, hodah doesn't have any nafkamina in Yisurim. Doesn't work. The concept of hodah is only found in Didei Mamonis.
Even if you're going to say that it should work for Mechiras Chametz, then if you do Odisa, that would mean the Goy wouldn't have to pay you, because there'd be more to that sense.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't work. That's what I'm saying. Okay. That's two nafkamina so far. Number three nafkamina is a case of Varim Shena Niknin. Let's say if something's not Pershuso, or something's a Dabar Shelob Olioilam, would that work? So if you stamp Odisa as a Kinyan, then it's not going to work in those realms where it's a Dabar Shelob Olioilam, or if it's considered to be not Pershuso. But if you hold that it's Hodah, then Hodah is just, it's just proof, and I'm being moted that these things were done. So why shouldn't it work? Lamaisa, the Yad Romah says Beferish, the Yad Romah says Beferish that these things do not work by Odisa. And we had the Tysis earlier on Kuf Mem Chesem and Aleph that says Beferish by Halva, Lamaisa, Odisa does work. On the top Tysis there on Kuf Mem Chesem and Aleph, we had that Odisa would work. So the Xos says that you see that Odisa is a Kenyan, and the reason why it works is because it's Pershuso. Because that's a fundamental machlokes Balamor Ramban is alone, it considered to be Pershuso or not in Baba Kama Daflam and Vav. So the Xos says, Beferish, it must be that this Tysus holds that Odisa works by Halva, must be that it's Pershuso. Alpidin. But the Pashtus says, you would say, if Odisa works by Halva, he's holding it's not a Kenyan. And it's not Pershuso. And since it's not Pershuso, it's not a Kenyan, it's Odah, and that's why it works. But the Xos goes out of his way to be Masber Tysus in this way, that because the Xos holds stark that Odisa is considered to be a Kenyan, God willing, we'll see that later, how he's Masber the Shitas Arambam. Yes? I'm not even going there. I'm just saying I'm moda that there was a transaction done.
But no transaction is shy to what does that help?
There are situations we said we learned Kenyan suitor you could do. There are ways you could do it. I'm not getting into that topic, Lamaisa. That's what I'm saying when it's a hodah. It's just an issue of proof. Could be also, but it could be also there was a transaction and I did it in a permissible way. That's what I'm saying. I'm not going there when I'm saying it's a hodah. It's not a transaction, it's not a chalois. It's a riot, that's all. Okay. Another nafkamina would be a situation where, let's say you do it al tanai. If a person does it al tanai. If a person does the odis al tanai, you can't do a hodah al tanai. You either moted to something or not moted to something. A chalosha transaction, lamaisa, is nitan a kinyan, could be done with a tanai. And therefore, Taisus, the Stipler writes that the Taisus holds that you could do odisa through a tanai. So that would be another nafkamini. A fifth nafkamini would be if the makabel, the recipient, is moted, then it's not his. So if it's a kinyan, we said that it's a kinyan, that's in the form of a lie. So it would be good. But if it's considered to be nemanis, so it's a hodah, neged hodah, and the ksos in Simen Peches says you leave it by the muksav. So that's how I want to say the ksos is l'shitasol, because the ksos is stark that odis is a kinyan, and it's got to be a kinyan, because if you learn in the case where the makabel's mode, it's not his, if it's out nemanis, then the kinyan would never be chal, because the ksos holds hodah versus hodah, it's nishra etzel the muksav. So how does it ever get accomplished? So the Ksosis Lishitoso, he learns that Odis is not a Hodah. If it would be a Hodah, you get stuck with Hodah versus Hodah, and you leave it by the Muxer. But since Odis is a Kenyan, then it would be good, Allah Halam Isa.
Even if you hope it's a Kenyan, why isn't it like Amir Bitzava if you said it's not
his? I couldn't hear you.
Even if you hold it's a Kenyan, it should be like Amir Bitzava, but if a person says it's not his, he's saying he doesn't want my Tana. So even if it's a Kenyan, it's still going to work.
You mean in that situation, but I think Eli, that was the takana. The takana is that it's a lie, so we don't really care about what the guy says. It works especially well if it's the Rabbanan. Kach tiknu. It's a good aura what you're saying, but kach tiknu. It's in a form of a lie, so it's a very unilateral thing, and therefore we really don't care lamaisa what he says. Okay.
If it's a kinyan, what? Was there a great need for this kinyan to exist? Like how many?
We'll see. There's a shim. Okay, and then the last nafkamina, next to last, is and we have to plug it into how to learn up the shaila in the Gemara, is that a shchiv meira that's moda and then he gets better lamaisa. If you hold that it's a hodah, then halacha lamaisa, it's going to be good. It's Eino Choser, but if it's a Kenyan and he's Amud and it's in the form of the Shchimira, Poshup Shat Lamaisa, he would be Choser, and that would be if you hold that it's considered to be a Kenyan. So that would be a good Nafkamina. The last Nafkamina would be, Poshup Shat, is do you need Adim? So that's a Machlekes Ksos and Sivis, do you need Adim Lamaisa on a Kenyan Odisa? And the Ksos holds very stark that you need to have Adim Lamaisa for a Kenyan Odisa. And the Nesivis is very upset about this. He says, Hanechetesi, you should require Adim. Tysus didn't say it, so how could the Ksoi say it? And Lamaisa, it could very well be that if you hold that Odis is a Kenyan, it's very much like we said once, a Shtikl Torah from the Rabbi, a Kenyan suitor that's a Kenyan in Das, and you need a high level of Das, you need the Adim to create that environment. Me'ain that, you need to have a Gemirish Das that's stark. And the only way you can create that Gemirish Das is to have Adim. Whereas the Nesiva says simply it's not, what, like you said in the Makor Chaim, it's not a Kenyan. It's not good for Mechiras Chametz. All it is a Hodah. And if it's a Hodah, Lamaisa, you don't need to have Adim, Halach Lamaisa. So maybe that would be what? Maybe that would be a Nafkamina. And we had mentioned that why is there a need to have Maimit Shloshtan? Because Maimit Shloshtan, you don't need to have Adim. Odisa, according to Ksos, you have to find Adim, so that's why they were Mesak and Maim and Shloshan, and makes it much easier. But it could very well be, the Pnei Yoshua, as I said, I didn't say the Pnei Yoshua, Pnei Yoshua sides with the Nesivis. You don't need Adim for Kenyan Odisa. So you could say maybe Odisa was used, Lamaisa, for things that are not Nikne normally the Kenyan. Maybe that's why Odisa was needed. But nonetheless, these are like 6-7 nafkaminas to show the differences between how you learn up the concept of Odisa. Is it a kinyan or is it a hodah? Now, it could be that these two approaches might be a machlokes between two toisim and shas. There is a toisis in Bob Metziah, when the toisim Bob Metziah and Daf Mem Vav discusses the topic Mishnah Meiser Sheni, where a guy wants to get rid of, and Vav and Agmasim and Akninu, guy wants to have his Pedias Meiser Sheni, but doesn't want to have to do a Chomish. So he wants to give over the money to a friend. How does he do that? So Taisus has a whole discussion. They're Omid Begorah, and the case was they're in the threshing floor. So Taisus says, why don't you just do Odisa? And Taisus Bob Metziah obliged by Akasha. And Taisus Bob Akama on Kuf Dalin Bezer Maskel Agav says that if you did Odisa, Taisus and Bob Akama answers the Kasha, and he says, if you did Odisa, it wouldn't be Ma'osav in order to do Pidyon Meiser Sheni. So how do you view those two toisim? So there's a few ways, maybe three or four to be masber, why toisim baba mitziah blai by akash and toisim baba kama gave an answer. So maybe one could suggest lemaisa that they both hold it's a kinyan derabanan odisa. The shaila is, will it work on a level of diraisa? That's a famous machlekes with a kinyan derabanan. Will it have impact on a level of diraisa? Right? If you're makadosh woman, maimit shloshtan, the ksos quotes are beni ruchum, maimit shloshtan is derabanan, will it work minat tayra? So maybe that's kufu de machlekes. Tyson Baba Kama held that since odisa is only derabanan, it won't work to impact the Eraisa, whereas Taisus by and Bob Metziah held that it can either run on wood, and therefore he obliged by Akasha. That's one way of learning it. Another way of learning it is, maybe they're arguing whether Odisa is the Eraisa or the Rabbana. Maybe Taisus and Bob Metziah held Odisa was the Eraisa, and Taisus and Bob Akama held Odisa is the Rabbana, and would not work on a level of the Eraisa. A third way of saying it maybe is that they're arguing whether Odisa works in the manner of Isurim, in the realm of Isurim. Pinyin Meiser Sheni is Isurim. So maybe one would say, Taisim Baba Kama held that it doesn't, and Taisim Baba Metziah Blai Ba'akash held it would. And why didn't the Gemara say it? And a fourth way to say maybe the machlaikis between the two Taisim is maybe the gufa they're arguing whether it's a Hodah or it's a Kinyin. If you hold Lamaisa that it's a Hodah, then obviously it wouldn't work. That's what Taisa and Baba Kam is driving at. Whereas Taisa and Baba Metziah, Blai Ba'akasha held it was a Kenyan. And that's Kufa de Machlokes between the two Taisa. Now, if it is that it is the Eraisa, according to Taisa and Baba Metziah, and the Ksos answers the reason why Odisha didn't work over there, because there were no Edom around, and usually a Gorin has Edom, but that's why Tyson didn't give that answer, the Ksos says. But Tyson says the case was there were no Edom. If it is the Eraisa, what exactly is the Makor? If you hold Odisa is the Eraisa, if that's the Pshat in Tyson Bob Metziah. So it could be that the Svara the Eraisa might be the following, and that is that there's a Tyson Subis on Kuf Beis and went off that says Dvarim that are nicknamed by Amira. Lamaisa, things that are like, they're talking about Tanoim over there, things that are lend themselves to full Gemiras Das don't need a Maisa Kinyan at all. And if everyone's on the same page and everyone's clear about it, then Lamaisa, you don't need to have what? You don't need to have Edim at all, Lamaisa, because it's a full, I mean, you don't need to have Edim, but the Gemiras Das is enough where you don't need to have a Maisa Kinyan. And since you don't need to have a Maisa Kinyan, it could be that's the Svara also, when it comes to the notion of being Odisa, perhaps being the Eraisa, that it's something that is a full Gemiras Das, and there's a full Gemiras Das, Memela, that's enough, that works off Svara Minat Torah. It's very similar, Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitt says it's like Mesira a little bit, it's like the Kinyan Mesira, where you hold it, you're giving over shlita on something. That's what's symbolic of the Kinyan Mesira. That's what Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitt says, that it's considered to be like the Kinyan Mesira. But the Shaila of the Kinyan Mesira is probably the Rabbanan. But Lamaisa, this concept of Gemiras Das is very stark, and therefore it's a Svara, would work Minat Torah. Now, another Svara that would come up, that Lamaisa would be considered to be Chayiv, would be a situation where It's not just Gemiras Das, but it's based on a Hodah that would be Mechayiv the Beis Din. If it would be a Hodah that's Mechayiv and Beis Din, that also would be what? That also would be something that's legitimate and would be enough of a kinyan. So is the Odisa based on, is it anchored on a like a super duper type of Gemiras Das? Or is it a Hodah that would be Mechayiv and Beis Din? Nafkamina would be if you have Eidim Bachori Ageder. According to Rabbi Chanan, there wouldn't be Gemiras Das. So it, since because he didn't recognize that there were Eidim there, there were Bachori Ageder, but if you hold, it would be a Hodah that's Mechayiv and Beis Din. As long as the guy didn't say Meshata Nibachah, that I was just joking, then maybe even Eidim Bachori Ageder would be enough if Shimon Shkop held against Rabbi Chanan for the Kinyan to be Chal. So we, if you want to say it's the Raisa, we're saying it's based on that Svar, and you could say it in one of two ways. You could say it's a high level of Gemiras Das, or because it's a Hodah that would be Mechayiv and Beis Din, Nafkamina would be what would happen, Lamaisa, if there were Eidim Bachori Ageder. So, yes.
Even if it's a Kenyan, shouldn't it be a Hodah as well? Because Lamaisa is being Moda, so therefore you get the Chumras of both the Kenyan and the Hodah?
No, Hodah is something that happened in the past.
But you're being Moda.
But it's a Hodah on something, like I said before, the Yoni. It's a Raya that something took place. Kenyan is the transaction is now. Hodah is on being Moda that something was from before. So based on this now, maybe we can now plug in what the Shaila and the Gemara. I think there are four ways in the Rishonim to learn up what the Shaila is by us on Kuf Mem Tesem and Aleph. According to the Rashbam and the Ran and the Nemuka Yosef, the Shaila and the Gemara has nothing to do with the Kinyan. The Shaila is it Hodas Baldin, which is legitimate, it's good, or is the guy faking it, he's just doing it shalol aspi as bono. He doesn't want his kids to look rich. He's basically faking the whole thing, and he doesn't mean it at all. That's the way the Rashbam, the Ran, the Muki Yosef, they learn up, and it's basically also the Rashba also basically says that l'maisa it's odag mura, it's odas baldin, or it's like a matana in the sense, and if he's amad, he's chozer. So that's, I'm sorry, not the Rashba. Sorry, we'll get to the Rashba. But the first way to learn is like the Rashbam, the Muki Yosef, the Ran. Nothing to do with Kenyan. Is it Hodas Baal Din or is it a fake Hodas Baal Din because it's Shalol Asbi is Bonav? That's the first way to learn up the Shaila of the Gemara. The second way, Taisus. Taisus learns that definitely Odis is a Kenyan. The Shaila is it a Matna Shchimira? And if he would be Omid, it would be Chozer. Or is it Hakna b'matnes bari, and therefore Lamaisa, we see clear from Taisus as a Kenyan. Is it Dafka b'shimer on the form, or is even b'bari? So those are, I think, the two extremes. Rashba and the Ran and Mikyosef won't hear of it being a Kenyan. It's just purely Hodah, or is it a fake Hodah? And according to Taisus, the Shaila is Odis is a Kenyan. The Shaila is what's the scope of the Kenyan? Is it limited only to shimer, or is it applied into a bari? Then the third approach is the Rosh in Simon Yudalid and the Rimigash, the Shidim Gebetzitz quotes, and the Teres Chaim has like this, that Gufa, that's the Shaila in the Gemara. Is it a Kenyan? So then it should only work by Shchimera, or is it a Nemanis? And then it should work even by Bari. Or is it considered to be like a Nemanis' Dash Hodah? That's Gufa was the Shaila of the Gemara. That's the way they want to learn, Lamaisa. And the Rashba has like that as well. Is it Hodah Gemura or is it a Matane, which is like a Kenyan? That's the way the Rashba has it as well. So that's the third way to learn it. So we have three ways so far. Either it's only Hodah, or it's a fake Hodah, or either it's a Kenyan, what's the scope of the Kenyan, or Gufa, is it a Kenyan or is it Hodah? Now the last way, perhaps to say it, is that Odis is a Kenyan and it works Bibari, or it's not a Kenyan. But then what is it? It's basically a special takana that it works by a shchimera. It's a gilui das that the Ratzon and the shchimera wanted to give it, and that's what Rav Steinman writes in the Ayelet HaShachar. And that, I thought, fits very good because the Rashbam, in both places, two places, on Kuf Mem Testament Beis, I'm sorry, on Kuf Mem Zayin Beis, says, Dibramaska matna shchimera. He focuses shekona ba'amira ba'alma. That's unlike what he said in Kuf Lamed Gimel. When he learned up, why is it kona lachar misa? Here he dafka stresses amira, and at the end of the Amud, he also says, Amirasa kone ki kinyan suitor. It's the amira. With chapanaf kinyan, it's a shal and shkimira. Is it the kinyan chal with the amira, or is it only klikz in achamisa? What happens if, you know, if the thing came about, was the Dover Shalom Yom, it came about before he died. So with chapanaf kinyan. So in the sense, if, as long as you have a tremendous kinyan's das, maybe that's what the Gemara means. The way to learn is Odis is a kinyan, or maybe and it would work by a bari, or no. Maybe it's a special din by shkimira, and it's a shkimira that lamaisim is a gibui das. It's a shkimira lamaisim that's a tremendous gibui das that's totally on the amira, and it would only be limited to a shkimira. So that would be a fourth way, I think, of learning, again, moving away from hodah, saying it's a kinyan, but it's a pure kinyan even by bari, or it's a special concept by shkimira. So those are four ways to learn up the shiloh. What'd you say? Well, I think Tosos Yoni Lamaisa. Tos said it was a Kenyan Lamaisa, right? And he said, is it only by Shkimer or even by Bari Lamaisa? I don't think Tosos, you know, brings up the Amira. You know what I mean? That's why I was thinking maybe it's a different shot Lamaisa. He doesn't stress the Amira. Okay, could be it's a similar, but that's what I was thinking. So based on this, there is a famous Rambam, very famous Rambam, in Hilchos Mechira. Shechter Shlita quotes it quite a bit when he speaks about Asmachta. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Mechira that you can wake up one morning and mechayv yourself Baal Peh. It's called the Ischavis Baal Peh. Based on the Gemara and Ksubis on Kuf Beis, the Ran is very bothered by the Ksubis. You made no kinyonim. When everyone mechayv yourself, you need kinyonim. Gemara has a bab mitzvah nun ches a shomer on hektish. You have no chiyuv shmir. If you make a kinyan, you're chayv. The Gemara has in Sadi Dalar Maraf and Bab Mitzia. If a shomer chinan wants to elevate his kiyuv to be a shomer to be a shoa, you need kinyanim. Where were the kinyanim? How can the Ram say mischayv the peh? He compares it to Ariv. So the Ran is very bothered by this Rambam. So the Ksos writes in Simon Men that the Rambam is being mechadish odisa, and Lamaisa. That's how the Ksos learns pshat in this Rambam, that it's based on odisa, and that's his chiddush. Based on the din of Odisa, and he says that the Rambam is driving at that halacha lamaisa. That's what he says in Simon Mem Sifkat Nalef. And the Kesef Mishnah says, where did the Rambam get it from? He got it from our sug of Isser Giora. That's what the Kesef Mishnah writes with Feirish. Nimuki Yosef, he also quotes from the Nimuki Yosef, the Kesef Mishnah, the Shem the Ritva, that you can mischive yourself, but it's an Odisa. It's a kinyan Odisa. So the Ksos is adamant to say, in order for Odisa to work, you have to say it in a lashon of Hodah. If you say it a lashon yischayv, this is not going to work. You have to say that I'm being moted to you, like we said to Marshal, that I'm being moted to Aaron, that this is his tie. It's a lie, but it's got to be a lashon of a hodah. If you say it a lashon yischayv, it doesn't work. That's how Ephraim is a stira. The Mechaber in Simon Mem says this works. And in Simon Samach Sivav, he says it doesn't work. So the Ksos says, no problem. Simon Mem is when he said it a lashon of a hodah. And Simon Samach is when he said it a lashon of being Mechaib himself. There it doesn't work. So that's how the Ksos learns up the Pshat. Now the question is that the Pshat in the Rambam? Is that the Pshat in the Rambam? So the Imre Bina and Rabbi Yisrael Zalman claim that is not the Pshat in the Rambam. That the Rambam that's Mischayv Baal Peh, right? That's how the Rav Shechter always is masbah what Asmacht is. Asmacht is Dasala tonight. He's always masbah the Rambam that has nothing to do with Odisha. He always says, the Rambam says, can you mischive yourself Baal Peh? And what's in the smachta? Das al tonight. I'm mischive myself Baal Peh. I owe you $100,000. I woke up in the morning. But that's good. That's the schive's Baal Peh. If I mischive myself, if it rains tomorrow, that's an smachta. Das al tonight is in the smachta. How do you fix das al tonight? You make a kinyan. But according to the Rambam, nothing's with a kinyan. You can mischive yourself Baal Peh, and then that's good. And you, if you mischive yourself Baal Peh, a das al tonight is in the smachta. How do I fix that with a kinyan? The Ksoi says that's not the Pshat in the Rambam. The Ksoi says the Mischaz Baal Peh is Odisa. So Rabbi Zalman and Rabbi Bina, as I said, have big problems with this Pshat in the Rambam because the Rambam in Pirik, in Tessa, Alucha Tessa, in Shchiyah Matane, when he quotes his din about Shchimira, Lamaisa, he quotes this din of Odah by Shchimira. Now, if the Rambam was holding it that it's a word of Odisa, why do you present it only by Shchimira? It applies also by a Bari. That's what Mr. Zalman has a problem with, Lamaisa. Very difficult, he claims. And the Tatash Bey says, that Odisa is not a kinyan like the Ksos learns. Because the Rambam in Hilchos Mechira, Pirik Vav, Lachazayin, and Ches, when he talks about transferring a chov, he doesn't mention a word about Odisa. If Odisa was a kinyan, why did the Rambam mention it? So therefore, says the Ibn Azul, and the Rabina, and the Magen Mishnah, they also say from the Tashbetz that the Ksos is wrong, and the Rambam holds that Odisa is not a kinyan. It's based on Hodah. It's not a kinyan at all. But the Ksos slugs up that Raya, and he says, you know why it doesn't work by chov? Because the Rambam holds a chov is not Bershuso. Unlike Tosus that we had a Kuf Memechesimanaf that said a chov was Bershuso, according to the Ksos. Problem is, if you hold like the Ksos, how do you get out of that case of the Shechimira? So I was thinking like this. I was thinking... I can't hear you. It's Yischavis Baal Pebet. Who says it's Odisa? The Ksos says it's Odisa. Like Rav Shechter, the way he always presents it. It has nothing to do with Odisa. It's, you can mischive yourself, Baal Peh. It's not Odisa. Because if he held that Yischavis, it works, Lomai says Odisa, why would you present Odisa in only the realm of Shechivirah? It should be even by Bari. So I was thinking, and the Rav Paulim is bothered by that, Lomai. So Rav Paulim says on the Ksos, he says, the Rambam presents it only by Shechivirah, and that case of Shechivirah is where you have a chov by someone else. The Rambam said that a chov is not pershuso. So I was thinking like this, to amphrem for the Ksos and the Rambam, that Divri Shechivira is a special takana that allows you, even if the halva is not pershuso, Shechivira works. Part of the takana of Shechivira is, that's goofy why the Rambam presents it, because like a double punch. The Rambam says that Shechivira works, but it's even better than a regular Odisa, because a regular Odisa doesn't work because the chov is not pershuso. But the Shechivira works even if it's not pershuso. That's kufa why the Ram presents it in Hilchos Shechivira. But in a Hanami, according to the Rami, Shechivas Baal Peh works based on Odisa. And don't ask me why he presents it by Shechivira. And the Ram said if it's not, Havah is not pershuso, that's by a regular Bari. But by a Shechivira, Taka works. So Mele, the Ksos would be Miyushuv, why he holds the Pshat of the Ram, Shechivas Baal Peh, is considered to be Odisa. No matter what it is, it's a fascinating Kenyan, and if it is a Kenyan, and if someone ever asks you, is it, it's probably not a good answer, if someone asks you, is it ever good to lie? So we know, Mnei Shalom, it's Mutter, Mitzvah, 2 days in Yevamis, but Lamaya, you have no other choice, in this situation. He went with Odisa. And I should just close. When it said Arasha Shalom B'Kedusha, it wasn't the classical case, which Steinman says, because the mother was Jewish. All it meant to say is Arasha Shalom B'Kedusha is that the father was a goy. It was like a yid who has only a mother without a father. But the bottom line is, if you have to do it, if you have to resort to Odisa, you resort to Odisa. Okay, we'll stop here.